What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 122. All right, so as sometimes happens, and recently happening more often, is I've had a bad stretch of guests kind of falling through, but that's okay, because the show must go on one way or the other, and so it also gives me the opportunity to have another solo episode, and you guys all know I got a lot to talk about, so hopefully you enjoyed this one. It's something that really hit home a couple times over the past couple weeks, and it seems like sometimes these things that keep reoccurring, there's usually a lesson in them. At least that's what I've realized. So again, hopefully you enjoy this. Hopefully it helps you out. Also, too, make sure go on and get you some Crosso meats. We were fully stocked a couple days ago. Inventory is getting a little bit low, but there's still tons of good stuff. You can still go on there, buy that premium mountain raised, dry aged, like USDA certified, anything else you want to put in there. You know what's great. If you've had it before, if you haven't, you got to try it out. You got to get you some. So go to crossomeats.com, do that. You also can go there. We've got our new line of apparel. If you want to be a part of a ranch, but maybe you live in a city or something like that, and you want some cool gear to be able to rock, some new designs there as well. So go to crossomeats.com. You can check all that out. Also, as always, check out the coffee. Got to get to blackriflecoffee.com. Make sure that when you're doing that, I know a lot of you drink it. Make sure you're using that promo code PRIMALKING. Get yourself that 20% off. Get you a little bit of extra coffee, because, you know, if you're actually saving money, you can get more coffee. And two things in life that seem to never get cheaper is beef jerky and coffee, right? So at least you can get a little discount there. So again, blackriflecoffee.com. Use the promo code PRIMALKING. All right, everybody. Hopefully you're having an awesome day. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. So it is another solo episode. I know we've been kind of in this trend. It's been kind of weird with scheduling. I actually have like three amazing guests coming up that I know you all will love. The issue has just been scheduling. Let's say that one of these may or may not be like a Super Bowl champion, probably someone who most of you sports fans will know that I'm super excited about, but I'm not going to say the name yet because it hasn't quite happened, but it will. A couple other really, really cool people as well. I'll leave it at that, because if sometimes things fall through and things end up not happening, so I'll just make you make you wait for that. But the good news is that I have something that I really wanted to talk to you guys about this week anyways. I was thinking about maybe just doing like an Instagram post or something like that, but I think it's kind of worth a little bit more exploration. So, really what, like sometimes you go through things and it's almost like like things come in waves to maybe reinforce a point, or I always kind of look at it to where I feel like, you know, people call it different things, right? Energy, universe, whatever, like I call it God, but I think sometimes like God will put things kind of in your life almost on repeat sometimes until it's like, all right, dummy, learn the lesson. And then you're like, oh, okay. Like I think I learned. And that's kind of happened here recently. And I wanted to share it with you guys. So as most of you know, I'm not a super huge fan of flying. And actually, at this point, like I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me. But I heard someone talk about this and it kind of comes back because I was on a flight recently. And this is something that kept going through my head as I was like, you know, if I felt myself getting anxious at all about being, you know, in a little tube, like 30,000 feet above the air. And then it was the same thing. I recently took my daughter to the dentist and she's absolutely my oldest. And she is terrified of the dentist, like terrified. To me, like irrationally so. She'd probably be so embarrassed if she knew I was telling you this. But like she's gone to the dentist before and they've tried to like work on her teeth and ended up not actually getting any work done because of the fact that she is so scared of the process of getting shots of, you know, it's going to hurt or whatever. I mean, again, like I know most people, like even myself, like we don't like to go to the dentist and maybe it's a pain or they stress us out or whatever, But for her, it's literally like panicking, breathing heavy, like hyperventilating almost, like pretty intense for her. And I told her the same thing that I'm getting ready to tell you all, because it comes back to, I think, so many of these things that we go through. Now, maybe for you, it's not going to the dentist. Maybe it's something different, right? But there's a big difference between fear and danger. So I want to repeat that, because I think sometimes we kind of lump these things together. But there's a very big difference between fear and danger. So with fear, we kind of process that almost the same way that we would danger, right? I mean, typically danger can create that fight or flight response. You know, your brain, I believe it's a amygdala or something like that, is basically activated. And all of these hormones basically are released into your system that's telling you, like, you got to fight or flight, right? Like, you've got to do something. You've got to get out of here. There's danger. Well, the problem can also be is that fear creates that exact same response, right? I mean, typically, you know, danger creates fear, and then fear kicks into your fight or flight, and all of these other things start happening. And so what I started realizing is that so often what ends up happening is that there's things that we're fearful of, but there's really no danger in it. And so again, like going to, like, you know, how I went through this fear of flying, it's like I had to remind myself that that's exactly what it is. It's a fear. It's not a danger, right? Like, we all know the statistics about how many people die in plane crashes and everything. I mean, it's statistically like nobody does, right? It's not like, oh yeah, we know people that died in a plane crash, right? Like, pretty much nobody does. And especially like commercial airlines. And so when you step back and if you can have that clarity around like flying, and you can be like, okay, like maybe I fear this, but I'm actually not in danger. So I just need to get through the fear. And it was kind of that exact same conversation that I was having with my daughter about the dentist. It's like, I get that you're scared, but understand that you're in literally no danger. Okay. So it's okay to be scared. It's okay to be fearful. It's okay to be afraid, whatever, but understand that that's only what it is. It's only fear, right? It's not danger. You're not going to go to the dentist and die. You know, you're not going to go to the dentist and have it be like just completely awful. It might be uncomfortable. It might hurt for a minute or two while you're getting a shot, but you're not in any real danger. But what happens is that when that fear activates the way that it can, especially watching my daughter go through this, and even when we went, like, she was a champion, and she ended up getting the shots. And, you know, she's literally like breathing. 'Cause that was the other thing. I was like, you got to breathe in, you know, take deep breaths. And like, I could see her like breathing hard and like, no, don't do it yet. You know, and like going through these emotions of just absolute fear. And like, what I kept trying to tell her on the way there is like, understand, you're not in danger. You're in fear. And if you're in fear and you understand that you're not in danger, you can overcome that. You know, there's a lot of different ways. It could be through breathing. It could be through, you know, meditation. It could be through just calming yourself down, thinking good thoughts. You know, there's a lot of different ways that I think people can work through fear. But, you know, if you're in danger, it's like, yeah, we need to get the hell out of here. We need to fight whatever we got to do. Like, if we're actually in danger, that is something completely different, right? I mean, if you're standing in the tracks and a train is coming through you, like that's not, you're not just scared. Like, that's actual danger. Like, you have to move, you have to do something. But if it's just fear and there's no danger attached to that, then we have to be able to process that. And that was like the biggest thing that, like, I was telling you how sometimes like these things come in patterns, and it's like, you know, is it fear or is it danger? Because, you know, even with all the stuff that's going on right now, I think that it's really easy to conflate these two things and think that they're one and the same, and they're really not. Like, am I in danger of dying from an illness that doesn't affect people my age? Like, the answer is statistically, no, I'm not in danger. Now, I can still be afraid of it, but I think as long as I realize that statistically speaking, I'm really not in danger of this, I can rationalize that fear now. And I can understand that, okay, there's really not a whole lot to be scared of. It doesn't mean that I need to be dumb about things or that I can't be cautious. But if I'm not in actual true danger, then it allows me to take a whole different approach to this. And I mean, just think about it in your own life. Like, how many times you maybe are afraid to do something, right? Like, you're afraid to start a business. Why? Well, the truth is that if you're getting ready to start a business or thinking about starting a business, you're not in danger So basically you just have fear around that. You have fear of failure. You have fear of, telling people. You have fear of embarrassment, like all of those types of things. But at the same time, like once you understand that that's a different thing than danger, we can get through that. We can get through fear. Okay. There's ways to get over, you know, being scared to tell people that you're starting a business. You know, there's different ways of processing fear than there is danger. Because if you were going to start a business and it was actually going to put your life in danger, then that's a whole other can of worms, right, that you're going to be getting into. And so I wanted to share this because for me, it was something that just hit home to me so much because I feel like there's been a lot of times in my life that I haven't been able to separate the two, right? Like I almost feel like sometimes I would be scared of something and it would almost be like danger fear, not like irrational fear. And so once I heard that, I was like, holy crap, like that's so crazy. Like, is this really what I'm fearful of? Is it actual danger? Like, am I in danger right now of hurting myself or hurting somebody else? Okay, the answer to that is no. So because of the fact that I'm not in danger right now, that means that now I can rationally process, hopefully, right, this fear. I can rationally process this and I don't have to be emotional about the decisions that I make around this fear. I can take a step back, I can take some deep breaths, and I can realize like, okay, I'm not gonna die. Like this isn't danger, this is just fear. And if it's just fear, like I can get on an airplane because really there isn't, like again, statistically speaking, there's really no danger in getting on an airplane. There's really no danger in going to the dentist. There's really no danger in so many things that we do that we fear. And like I said, it was just like one of those light bulb goes off and it's like, oh, like we can separate these two things. Fear isn't necessarily mean danger, right? Like it doesn't, like it's okay to process that. Like fear is an emotion and it can create a lot of different responses. But also knowing once you understand that fear is nothing more than an emotion, you can take steps to control that. Just like any other emotion that you have, right? Like if you're super happy, right? You could think about something that pisses you off and you can go from happy to mad, like all of a sudden, boom, like you can change your state. And so now once we understand that fear is an emotion, like we can do something to change our state with that. Again, there's a lot of different things out there. I'm probably not the best person to listen to in different ways of processing fear, right? Like I've done my very, very like elementary research, if you will, for my own well-being. But like there's just a lot of things out there that you can do. But first step is kind of like identifying this, right? Like understanding, maybe for you, it's a light bulb moment as well. Like, and maybe this isn't, maybe this is something that you know already and you've been able to separate the two. But I know for me so often, like you have these irrational fears and then you sit there and you're like, this is so stupid. Like, what am I so afraid of? But you don't, it's almost like you can't compartmentalize these different things. But now it's like, okay, fear's over here in this bucket. Danger is over here in this bucket. And I have to draw a straight line between the two. Like, again, because all of us have a lot of things that we're fearful of, but most of those things that we're fearful of, like if you think back over your life at everything you've ever been like totally freaked out about or totally scared of, most likely almost none of those things have ever happened. All right. I mean, like how many people fear, walking down the street and getting mugged or something like that. And then it's like, okay, that's never actually happened. Or maybe it has, and maybe you have a legitimate reason, and then that would move from fear more to danger, right? Because if there's actually a likelihood that you're going to get mugged walking down the street, that's not just fear. That's rational, right? You literally could be in danger walking down that street. Maybe it's time to pick a different path home. But if you look over, you know, how many of us have fear of losing people close to us? And it's like, we've never had that happen, thank God. Or, you know, we have these fears about people making fun of us for choices that we make and no one really cares. Or, you know, even if they did, like, are we really in danger from that? Probably not. And so that to me was just like such a big aha moment. And one of the things I always want to do is like, if I learn something, like I want to come tell you all about it, right? Like, because chances are there's some of you out there who this can help you as well. Maybe you have a fear of flying still, right? Like I know people that won't get on an airplane and it's like, okay, like, is that just fear of flying? Is that fear of control? Like what am I actually fearful of? Because really there's no danger in it. And so if I can isolate the fear, figure out what it is and figure out how to educate myself well enough to get over that, all of a sudden it doesn't scare me as much anymore. right? And then maybe you do it enough to where you get used to it and you know all the little bumps and you know all the sounds and it's all normal to you. And now all of a sudden, like, you're not scared of it at all. You realize I'm not in danger. The only danger that I have is having a freaking heart attack because I'm overreacting to some noise that's normal or whatever it might be, right? In an airplane. So again, being able to do that. And then I also look at it to where, you know, people have like fears of speaking. Like that's one of the top fears that people have is public speaking. And maybe you've had that fear of speaking and then you sit back and you're like, you know what? There's really nothing for me to be afraid of about speaking because the worst thing that can happen when I go out there and speak is that I suck at it. Right? Like that's literally like the worst thing. Like I'm not going to go out there and start giving a public speech and have it be bad and then someone come and stab me and be like, you're the worst speaker ever. You deserve to die. Right? Like there's no danger in it. There's fear around it, but there's no danger around it. So if you've ever thought like, okay, I'm super scared of, you know, going up there and giving this talk, or I'm super scared of giving my opinion, like ask yourself, okay, is it fear or is there actually danger behind it? Because if you're saying that you are going to go speak your mind to somebody who's bigger and stronger and it's really going to piss them off and they might physically harm you, well, then that's danger, right? Like we can draw that line again. So there has to be kind of a little bit of thought put behind this. But once you can separate those two things, I think it becomes so helpful because then you can start, again, like I said, you can start rationalizing the fear that you have. Is it real fear? Is it actual danger? How can I overcome this then? Like if this is fear and it's not danger and I'm really not in any type of danger whatsoever by doing this, then I need to go ahead and figure out how to overcome this. So again, like I think that there's so many times and I find myself talking a lot about fear lately for some reason. I think a lot of that comes because of what like we're all witnessing maybe. And a lot of like these fear tactics that I feel like are getting put out there. And so being able to step back and rationalize the fear, because again, even with the COVID stuff, right? Like there's absolutely danger for, certain populations of people. Like you can look into the stats of who's vulnerable and maybe who's not. And you can be like, okay, that's legit. Like I should be fearful. I am in danger if I catch this virus because I have this comorbidity and I'm this old and, you know, all of these different things. Like I'm literally in danger of this. So I need to really steer clear of it. Whereas on the other hand, like when I see an 18-year-old kid that's completely healthy wearing like 3 masks, I'm like, okay, that's not like, this isn't danger to you, right? Like if you're perfectly healthy and you're young, there's really no danger into you for this. So why are you fearful of it? And just being able to separate those two things, I feel like is so important. And so if I could, I would ask you, like, think about something that absolutely terrifies you right now. Think about something that just, like, you think about it and it almost is like, oh, you know, because people have that response to public speaking. People have that response to airplanes. People have that response to, you know, my daughter's case, the dentist. And then ask yourself, like, okay, is what I'm afraid of right now, what comes into my mind, is that rational? Is that actual danger or is that fear that probably I've made up this story in my mind around? And if it's the latter, then it's time to work through that. If it's the first one, if it is danger, right, then absolutely, like stay away from that. You know, there's danger when you touch a hot stove. Like there's a reason why we have fear around that because it's actually dangerous. It will actually burn us. But if it's just fear and there's no danger attached to that, then separate the two, figure out how to overcome the fear, understand that you're not in danger, what's the worst that could happen in that situation, and then go from there. And I think that, again, like I said, for me, that it just helps so much. It helps so much to be like, you know what? That's just fear. Not to say it's not a relevant emotion, not to say that it can't trigger a response or, you know, make you sweaty or whatever. But when you understand that that's what it is, it's fear and it's not danger, now all of a sudden we can work through it. And I think it changes a lot of things. I know it has for me. So I really hope that you consider this the next time that maybe you have that fear, that panic, that super overwhelming anxiety, if you get that way, and be like, okay, is what I'm worrying about, is it danger? Because if it's not, I need to chill out. I need to relax. I need to get through this. And if you can do that, all of a sudden you'll start finding yourself doing a lot of things that maybe you thought you would never do before. Maybe again, maybe it's public speaking. Maybe it's finally taking that trip on the airplane that you've been avoiding because you didn't want to fly. Like once you can rationalize that, it changes the game. All right, everybody. We'll see you back next week with a guest for sure this time. We've got it all lined up. So, if you've been enjoying the solo episode, sorry, we're going to have a guest. If you, I know you have. I'm not even going to say if you haven't. So anyways, I hope you're all doing awesome. I hope you're all crushing it. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good day.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.